the pesticides getting into our rivers. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Researchers with the U.S. Geological Survey have been monitoring pesticides in rivers and streams around the country for 20 years. They just released their findings, and they found there are levels of some pesticides that could be a concern for bugs and fish. For example, they found the insecticide fipronil at levels that could cause harm. That chemical disrupts insects' nervous systems. Wes Stone is a hydrologist with the USGS. He says some pesticides have been phased out and others have come on the market, and you can see that directly reflected in the water.
What it shows is to stay on top of what's in the environment, we're going to have to constantly evolve and keep looking at the newest ones and evolve new methods to sample for them.
But Stone says their study probably underestimates potential risks to aquatic life. He says there are more than 400 different pesticides in use, but he says funding is limited, so his agency only tests for a fraction of those pesticides in rivers and streams. This is the Environment Report. There's been a lot of controversy over TransCanada's Keystone XL pipeline, but there's another company working to bring more tar sands oil into the U.S. Enbridge Energy wants to increase the amount of heavy crude oil crossing the border from the Alberta tar sands into the Great Lakes region. Lorraine Little is with Enbridge. She says Enbridge wants to move more oil on their pipeline known as the Alberta Clipper. That pipeline runs about 1,000 miles from northern Alberta to Superior, Wisconsin.
Its purpose is to carry heavy crude oil from the oil sands of Alberta and northern Alberta into our Superior terminal, where then it can get off on other pipelines and serve refining markets around the Midwest region or other parts of the country.
Back in November of 2012, Enbridge filed an application with the U.S. State Department. The company wants to raise the capacity of the border segment of the Alberta Clipper to 800,000 barrels per day. That permit is still under review. But in the meantime, before that permit is issued, Enbridge has found another way to get that oil into the U.S. Since they can't bring the oil across in the Alberta Clipper, they're working to bring it across in another line, Line 3. Lorraine Little says Line 3 does not have a capacity limit in its permit. Once it's across the border, that oil will be moved back to the Alberta Clipper. Shifting the oil between these pipelines will allow Enbridge to get to its 800,000 barrel a day target.
You know, we have talked to the Department of State about that work. They've been fully briefed on those plans, and that they've confirmed that that work doesn't require any federal approvals because those pipelines already have permits in place.
She stresses that these pipeline connections are a temporary solution and that Enbridge is continuing to work with the State Department toward the presidential permit. But some environmental groups are outraged about Enbridge's plan to connect the pipelines.
Basically, they're doing a little end run around the border to try to get past a permitting limit.
Jim Murphy is senior counsel for the National Wildlife Federation.
The State Department made a clear commitment that before Alberta Clipper was allowed to be expanded and that more tar sands was allowed to flow through that line, that there would be a new permit for Alberta Clipper and that the impacts of bringing more tar sands into the Great Lakes region would be thoroughly examined with an environmental review process. Now you've got a situation where that process is still undergoing, but it's basically become meaningless.
Murphy says his group might file a lawsuit if the decision isn't reversed. The State Department did not want to be interviewed for this story, but in an email, a spokesperson says the State Department has no role in approving changes in pipeline facilities outside the border segment of a pipeline. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.